السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, today we will start Surah An-Najm. I will recite the ayah and pause, and please repeat after me. Make sure that you pay attention to all the rules of tajweed, making the soft letters soft by keeping the tongue flat, and raise the back of the tongue for the heavy letters with the fatha on them. Also, all the maqtabi, like fatha plus alif, dhamma plus waw, and kasra plus ya, these are maqtabi, and we will elongate them for two counts. When they have a sign like a wave on top of them, that would be either mad muttasil or mad munfasil. If it is in the middle of the letter, it is mad muttasil, and if it is at the end of the letter, end of the word, then it is going to be mad munfasil. In either case, when you see this wave, we are going to hold them for four harakats. Also remember that for noon with the shadda, meem with the shadda, we have to do gunna, we have to do the humming sound, and stop for two counts. The other rules are the rules for idgham, when we have the letters yarmalun, ya, ra, meem, lam, waw, noon. These are six letters. If they come after the tanween or the noon sakina, then we will merge them. And in two cases, like if there's a ra with a shadda or lam with a shadda after the noon sakina or the tanween, then we do not do gunna and we just connect and we move on. In the other four letters of idgham, which are yanmu, ya, noon, meem, and waw, we hold these for two harakat. I will explain them when they come in the ayahs as we go over them, but this is just a short recap, so every time you listen to the recording, inshallah, you can refresh your memory. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. أفتمارونه على ما يرى. ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى. عند سدرة المنتهى. عندها جنة المأوى. إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى. ما زاغ البصر وما طغى. لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى. أفرأيتم اللات والعزى. ومناة الثالثة الأخرى. ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى. تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى. إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس. ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى. أم للإنسان ما تمنى. فلله الآخرة والأولى.
Okay, so that's the end of the first ruku. Inshallah, we will go over the explanation of a few ayahs. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالنَّجِمِ إِذَا هَوَى.
So here we have Noon Shadda, we hold it two counts, when and then Naj, Qalqalan Jim, Najami,
when Najami.
Repeat,
when Najami.
Either, press on E, either.
Either.
Hawa. Two counts, this is Mat Tabi.
إِذَا هَوَى.
So repeat the ayah after me.
وَالنَّجِمِ إِذَا هَوَى.
مَا ضَلَّ. So مَا was soft letter. Your tongue should have been flat. For ضَد, raise the back of the tongue. And for لَم, pull it down.
ضَلَّ.
Okay, so when I say do, I raise the back. And also, the shape of the lips for do is a little bit open. But we need to flatten it when we come to lam. Dol. If you can say the word L. And look at the shape of your lips. L. It's kind of flat, straight line. L. So when I go dol, I have to change from the do to the flatness of lam. Dol.
Ma dol.
For sad fatha, this is matabi, two counts. Back of the tongue should be high. So, sahi. For hi, bring it down. Kasra, e sound. Sahi.
Sahibukum.
So sharp round lips for bu and kum.
Sahibukum.
Wama. And then ghawa. Ghain. Gha. Do not round the lips totally. Just raise the back of the tongue. Okay. Gha. And wa. Flatten the lips.
Ghawa.
Ghawa. Now repeat after me.
مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. وَمَا يَنطِقُ.
So here we have ya followed by noon. This is إِخْفَى. And this is going to be a heavy quality noon because letter ta is coming up. And we know ta is a heavy letter, so the back of your tongue should always be up for ta. Ta kasra is qi. Say qi. So when I say qi, the position of the tongue is the same when I do the noon. Yantui. Yantui. So when I hit the noon, I already raise the back of my tongue to make it ready for ta.
يَنطِقُ.
And make sure you use the قَاف for قَاف دَمَّ قُو, not قُو, قُو.
يَنطِقُ.
يَنطِقُ.
عَنِ الْهَوَى.
Push عَيْن.
عَنِ الْهَوَى.
Hold the lam, sukun. عَنِ ال. Keep the tip of the tongue behind your front teeth.
عَنِ ال.
Finish the lam, then go to ha.
عَنِ الْهَوَى.
If you are very quick with the lam, what will happen is you will get the qalqala sound by dropping your tip of the tongue. We don't want that to happen. That's why we stay there.
عَنِ ال. عَنِ الْهَوَى.
And because you are stopping on hawa, we ignore the mad sign of the four counts, mad munfasil in this case. Normally it is four counts if you are continuing, right? But here we will just stop with two counts.
Anil hawa.
Repeat the ayah after me.
Wama yan ينطق عن الهوى.
In huwa. In is izhar. Why is it izhar? Because after the noon we have huruf halq, ha, from the throat. So we say in, connect the tip of the tongue to the back of the teeth. In huwa. Push the ha. In huwa. In huwa illa. In huwa illa wahyui.
So wah, you need this sound of the air coming for the ha, wah, and you connecting with ya makes yui. It's idgham with gunna for two counts. Wah yui yuha.
وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
عَلَّمَهُ.
عَلَّمَهُ. The ha is going to be two counts. Here we have a sila, sughra, and shadidul, go to the lamp, hold it, shadidul quwa. Make sure that all your fatha sounds like the waw and the ayn and lam and meem and sheen are soft, like a, la, ma, sha, like that.
علمه شديد القوى.
علمه شديد القوى.
ذو مرة فاستوى.
This ayah. Zu. First of all, it should be from the tip of the tongue. Zu. Soft sound. Mirra. Mi soft. Ra is heavy. Mirra.
Mirratin.
We have ikhfa followed by letter fa. So when I do the ikhfa sound, I'm already in position for letter fa. Say fa. Fa. Feel the position of your tongue and teeth and lips. Fa. So when I say thin, I'm already in that place.
Zu mirratin fastawa.
Zu mirratin fastawa. Okay, so that's it for today for the Tajweed lesson. So inshallah, I hope that you will practice. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.